the 2015 teaching series in the USA, Buddhism and Society in Tibet Today. Speaker Kenpo Tsultrim Lodro. For more lectures, please visit our official website www.luminouswisdom.org.
Tani teram dana pebi nga tso pozhig namba dan tani gyari no shokom maji ma mambuz lhem dug tsangmala tomar tani gongzho delag tani tsamzhi jig yin.
I'd like to start by first saying good evening to all the Tibetans, Chinese, and Westerners gathered here tonight.
Tini terang Columbia lobja chimong nala yong ne ngatso tsama ga tini nyam tan di shi ne kabdap shi ki tini ko kor kom shong la ngarang pe tini gapto chim pu shong song.
And I'm very pleased to have the chance this evening to be at Columbia University and have the chance to engage in conversation with you all tonight.
Tani ngarang rang la tani tani korkup chan ne tsangma da nyam de tani nyam de zomba da nyam de kabda shi jin tani korkup cha pa la tani tsangma la thig ji che ji yin.
And I'd like to say thank you everyone here tonight for the opportunity to be with you all and to engage in discussion and conversation with you.
Tini terang ga nekup sang atso parcher chiso chig da lhag tsam tini zula parcher chiso chig da karma nyeshi yarmar tini zula tini nge to tsamala tini kabda shi tini chiso shika tini zga rangla tini nga tso tsamba ga tini chiva shi ni tini zu shi na sam gu yu.
Tonight I plan to speak for about an hour and 20 minutes, and then after that for half an hour, there will be some time for questions and to be asked and for us to have some conversation.
Tani terang ga ngatso go tani jojit kangri rezena tani pogin nangtang ga gomba ga tani tangrib ga shusuk phergi la nipa kangri zithon sikita tani zirje.
The topic of tonight's talk is the role of monasteries in development in Tibet today.
Tani nga cho bo zena tani satak wang de shina sacha ha chang tak rang bo zri yin de yin di tani kashi kashi go tani nesar bo ge nang la bo ge chulu tani bo ge rigni yang na bo ge chulu da rigni de ge sacha de la tani chu phantok kan de zi yona mena shikin kan de zi thep go yona mena te kashi kashi go ha ma kong ken tin di yang.
Because Tibet is a faraway place, there are probably some people who don't know a great deal about Tibetan religion and Tibetan traditional culture, the benefits they bring, the effects they have.
Then shuk chik ko wang de shi na yang chik shen na tini nga chung zambal lang chama char jia ga tola parsar tini chama chavi tola parsar ro de ga yo de de yin di tini lor ji chama.
But on the other hand, we live in the era of the internet where everybody is interconnected and communicating with each other frequently, so probably a lot of people, most people, have a good understanding of history, Tibet's history. But in any case, the topic that I just mentioned before is the one that we are going to talk about tonight.
Tani bog sacha zera de tani zambalang thone sacha pe tani musur ge sacha tin de zure.
So what we call by the name of Tibet is in the world a very special place.
Tani ngama do yin na tani shirdang ru go na ya tani jimjir da gang ge thane ya de zu khabon ja wo tin de sacha zure.
In times gone past, it was a place that was relatively difficult to get to from the point of view of transportation available at those times. And so the people who lived in the land of Tibet were a special people.
밤줄 것도 토니샤나 남아양 되니 지리즈레 다타양 지리즈레도
If we look at this people from in terms of their economic attainments then they were backward in the past and they are backward today
되니 제테이나 삼로도 토니 삼로 땅이나 디름니시 자식 바가 토라 톤비테 금나야 된디티 치타이오나 야 된디기 지리즈 마레
However, in terms of their thoughts, in terms of their ideas, looking at them from the perspective of the 21st century, they weren't backward at all.
Tani murugta tani lortongcha khashi ga tani nangla te jigni ga thola tani samlo mampo mampo za ta tang ne te tendu shi yong kang murug tendu zhe.
The Tibetan people were a people who for over 1,000 years put a great deal of thought into their culture and questions of culture.
Tani korang cho ge tini chig da da ngubu yar ge ge thok ngubu yar ge tong yu shir de tini ju zo da jap chen ra ta chan ge lak zer la tini chig da lo jong mang bo shi chen ra ta tini ge le ka mang bo kho chul le mun du
They weren't a people who in order to develop the external world and material things devoted a lot of energies.
Tani pam jur yar ge sam ru wi gim chen ya zo zo tini zri
And so the reason for the lack of economic development was this.
Tani koran so lor tong chak chik ta tani samja tani zik ne kem ne zong tani jagar ta tani re wa hale pa mambo che ore zhgne ge thone.
So from about 1300 years ago Tibet established cultural connections with India.
Tani jagar ke lohtong chang ni da ngab jag tani kong ko tani sang ji shak ja ta ba tani chul ke na ni sam lo mambo mambo z tani kho cho tani tani sar dilin tani shen du
and they extracted many of the thoughts of the buddha the buddhist tradition that developed in india over 2500 years ago
tani sam lo te zo tham jo bo tani bol la thon char wi ji su tani yang po ba cho ti thola jim jig mambo shi tani tani takshin mambo shini tindu shini rigne de te je pasum so ban ra wo tindu zren yo re
and after these ideas after this tradition was brought to tibet tibetans continued to investigate them to research them and develop them further so that they in fact developed an extremely wonderful culture of their own
tani khorang cho tani jimjip shi sa go chu chu wo de ga re zina shu so ngu bo de mare
The object of research that Tibetans were concerned with was not the external material world, but rather human life, the consciousness. So in terms of researching human life, a great deal of attention was paid to the human mind.
Tani pel na tani nabshokla tani ta shutsu shulok ngupo de la hale pa ga tani thongshin shi ni tani chama ga tani ti thola jimjig mambo mambo chi ni tani yar je tang jimje hale ba mambo tani shong yo re
the western valuation of the external world and material things led them to obtain extremely great results in terms of their investigations into these areas
tani pe devjin de pe na tani khorang cho tani da mo go sem ta tani mo go che chok la tani jim jig mang bu shi ni de ti thola yang kho so la yang jim ji yang mang bu yo re
and tibetans likewise given the importance they placed on the human mind the efforts that they devoted to researching these things led to great results and fruits of their research.
Deni pena che chok la deni samlo ta na deni mo ge che chong da thomr ga ni shong wa re deni ta ga maung pa na kho cho gang lan ro re ti su thok la deni jim jig mang bo shi deni ti thok la so so ge nyam nyung mang bo sak deni shi ne deni pe cha mang bo zhi deni shi yo re
And so the Tibetan tradition researched questions such as where the human life or the life force originated from, where did it go upon death, and upon researching and investigating these things very deeply and through the accumulation of experience, Tibetans wrote a lot of treatises on these matters.
And
so in terms of worldviews, sense of values, valuation of human life, Tibetans had very special vantage points on these. And so the results of their research are things that can be of benefit to all people today, regardless of their religious background, regardless of whether they have a religious faith or not. The fruits of the Tibetan tradition can be of benefit to everyone. On account of the worldview or valuation of the human life, human existence that the Tibetan tradition had, Tibetan people had an extremely long-term or long-range view of life. So on account of this long-range view of life that Tibetans held, they were able to generate all kinds of new hopes and pursuits. In the Western tradition, the efforts that were made into investigating the external material world enable the discovery of a lot of truth. And the Tibetan tradition arrived at an understanding of truth in relation to the human mind and in relation to the human life and consciousness. In understanding the truth of many things of matter and of things in the world is often very difficult. Often the reason for the way things are changes, and it's not easy to understand or perceive the truth of these things.
Mujhe thamba marlo yung wanda ho tin. Jis mato yung thab ko yamar ta. Yenna yung kable mangpu jabne deni ringne ti thola koso deni mbapa chindu
In the Tibetan tradition, to begin with, over 1,200, 300 years ago, the brightest and the most erudite young children were brought together and sent to India to study knowledge and culture over there. They endured a lot of hardship in this process. Of 100 people who were sent, only a few returned.
Tani da Quran so tani jimji kus zawati tani mi se chok dan tani ta mi sem kum la tani ta sheyo pati jimsen ji tani khungcho la yang tani se chok ko shok la tani ta wa janda manja wan du mi sem kum ga shok la tani yang ta wa yang janda manja wa tani ta wa mang bon du.
So on account of the fact that their expressed subject of study was the human mind and the human life force, the view or understanding that the Tibetan tradition has on these topics is unique.
Tani boba gna ni pe nam lo tom chak chik da sam ja tin dis ka rang la tani ma shiun shir gi bo yong kun ma la pa tin ta ta sa mo yong kun ta so ga tani char ga jim jik shi yo ma re jam ba chi chi shi yo ma re koran so ga mi che chok da mi sem ga tok mu tak tak la jim jik shi ni tin dis shi ja pi jim chen gi tani ko so la tani ta tawa mambo zitini muksir ka tawa mambo yobi gimtsindi ti rezi ta lo tongtak chik ta chigunala kuzu shawa jamba mambo li mendu zi ti la jimjik taktap shi yoriz.
So the reason for the special and unique view and understanding that the Tibetan tradition has of the human mind and the human life force is the fact that for over 1,000 years, people devoted themselves solely to the study of these topics, and instead of doing all manner of other things, they were expressly concerned with the study of these things. And these ideas and understandings originated in the monasteries.
Tani gomba gnani tawate so kani shong rezin tu na kani shong rezina so tani sarje shak ja ta pa tani jong te la ten ne tani shong barin dus.
And the ideas and understandings in the monasteries had as their origins the scriptures and doctrines of the Buddha.
Jete yina tani sanje shacha ta pa sung na na tin ji sung du ze ji tin ji chang ba zung ma re ze bo pa rang ti thola jim ji mambo mambo shi nyam nyu ha le ba mambo sa ne tani sanje ge sung na na yo pa dang su su go tin ni ta jim ji ta su su go tin ni nyam nyu tin nyam de dom ni tani tam ji gin ri o tin ri ze ni tin ni ta wa mambo yo re.
But the view and the understanding that the Tibetan tradition had was not out of a blind faith and acceptance of the fact that these were things the Buddha had said. Rather, they investigated them, they examined them, and based on their own experience and inquiry into the nature of the Buddhist truths, they examined the results and accepted them on a basis of rigorous examination.
Tawa te so tini ta zangrup ku shisok ndi nangla tini ta shikin kandi zi thep kiyo ngay terang nam patam chipola jia ti tini te yin ting in dodi zi jiga yin.
So these views and understandings that originated at this time in the Tibetan tradition and their influence on today's society in Tibet is what I would like to talk to you about this evening.
Tani shirtang tawa ti tani ta bo ke shitso ko na la tani ta shikin mambu shuk mambu zani tani shikin tebyo re ti yena ta ngi tani mambu sha ke man ngi shuk khashi zani tani chamala ngo chu chu she ke yin.
In general, the influence of Buddhist views and ideas on Tibetan society happened in all kinds of ways. These views affected all aspects of Tibetan society, but tonight I'm just going to talk about a few ways in which these views have had social impact.
Tani thomar khocho go tani de zawa chik gangre tawa ga zawa chik gangre zina koran chu sam lo ta na tani ta nga chu tani jiting ga tani ngupon do so tani mukum thongui ngupo do so tani gela tani jeun jong ape na nga chu me tok di sawon la tani me tok ko tani jeun jong a tani ji shilok la yo pi gimje chik tani ta yo pa tani nga chu chama ha ko wa de re de khocho go tani de tari shigo gyumdre zine tindri zegan duus. Pena nga su metuk ndal, sawun ndala tini nyukum jungu yore es. 나 딜라 실로가 짐지제 그래.
So in terms of the way that these ideas were brought about in Tibetan society, one of the ways was that the ideas were perceived or understood was in terms of their causal relationship that one could perceive with one's eyes. And in terms of the first kind of cause and effect or law of causation that was talked of was just as Kenpo said, in terms of the external world that's observable with the eye. And then the second way that cause and effect was spoken of was in terms of one's inner mind and the relationship between one's actions and their results.
Dunlum de mochipo in Nanda, Dungurdan Damba in Nanda, Gang in Natini, Murangatilatini, Tsunzum Shitabgari, Mato Jamba, to Hatan Jeda, Tinizilla River Jago Maritini, Mirangatini, the Rangatini Leonla, the Tsunzum Shitabgari in the Council of Tindizagris.
So, on account of this belief in the law of causation, people believed in the ability to control their own futures and fates, and didn't necessarily believe that these things lay in the hands of ghosts and gods, but they had the power to affect their own outcomes. So this kind of inner law of cause and effect is not one that can be perceived with the eye or understood with the ear.
Then the Quranso was in the Muk Mamtung Nayan, then the Mamtung Wimbo Mambo Yogres in it in the Quranso within the Zegandus.
What was believed was that there are many things, or the nature of causation happens in ways that many ways that are not able to be perceived with the eye.
Then it terang atso tsarikatawa yargesun tsarvi nekabnatana, the dembarindus, and aranso tartan tung in ubun dinane, and atsum tung dipping upo mukum tunga nawa to be ubutum, atsu ubut tamchikanani. Gachab Jimato Tinita Mundu, Sitimato, Gachab Gipchiko, Tingato, Tongoyan Yomari, Goyan Yomari, Marite Yena, Yoris.
In terms of contemporary scientific understanding, the idea that we cannot perceive everything with our own eyes is considered now to be truth. In fact, of all the things that are around us, we probably can only perceive 4% with our own eyes.
So,
for example, things like electric waves. Are things that we can't perceive with our eyes, we can't see them, we can't hear them, and yet that we know that they operate in terms of telecommunications and things like that. So this kind of idea that there are many things that happen or exist in relationship of causation but we can't see is acceptable, considered true today. So the idea that good actions lead to good results and negative actions lead to negative results was not something that people believed in with blind faith, but was really seen to be the natural order of things. So in this way, the Buddha was described as not the inventor of the law of cause and effect, but rather the discoverer of the truth of law of cause and effect.
Тэни тэнжиг тэни нгупотын гацу тэни гацу тартаг мгндэгэн тунгайо мари тартаг навандэг туг мари та инна гацу гум гямни тэни гацу го тартаг мгд жевзан сунна ти мг жевзан сун царви жис тэни ти мгдэг тана тэни тим дэва тим тунгой орис.
So there are things that with our current state of seeing, our current sensorial capacities, we can't see, but through meditation, we can improve the capacity of our senses, our eyes, for example, so that we can eventually perceive things that we can't in our untrained state see. So this is just like if we consider the universe, the stars we can see, the planets we can see, probably comprise only 4% of what is actually out there. However, with more sophisticated tools, more things are able to be registered and seen in the universe, and this is comparable to the way of the Buddhist tradition. So with a belief in the functioning of the law of causation in ways that are not always perceivable to the naked eye, Tibetans embodied or developed a very deep and profound belief in the operation of causation, that doing good things would lead to good results and negative things would lead to negative results. And this view, this belief, had a great deal of influence and impact on Tibetan society. Not only an effect on society in general, but also a great effect on the individual lives of Tibetans. It had in particular a great impact and influence on the emotions and feelings of people.
Tini shusula ko ko tini shikin kari thep kundu zina pe na ngatun zambalang ko jarku susula tini rana susu ko tini chum susu ko tini jarku riri la tini chum riri yoris yinayang tini matsama ga samlo ta na ngi chum gur ko lehka z lena tini ta chum ti karti shisu na ngala tini chapa yung ko re ma to pa ma shi na ngala chapa yung ko ma re sam ni manam ko tini sam ko yorin zambalang ko matsama ga tini sam kundu z.
So in the world today, most people think that if they do, if they commit acts that are in contravention with the law, if they know that it's in contravention of the law, that they will receive a punishment. But if they don't know that it is, then they won't. So many people feel that their actions are against the law when they are things that other people know about or when they're known about. However, if others don't know, in fact, about their actions, then they don't consider them to be against the law. So for this reason, in Western countries, such as England and America, in fact, behavior or conduct that is against the law is in fact increasing, not getting less. So So we can see very clearly from statistics that illegal behavior or behavior against the law is not in fact getting less. It's only growing to become more frequent.
Ngazu boba ga nang la yang teni chamgar kle ka leng kan ta chong kang nang la chong kan ta teni yo re ta me zi pi ka ja ma re te yo yo re.
Of course, in Tibet, there are people who do things that are against the law. Of course, there are people in prisons, etc. I'm not saying for a second that this doesn't exist in Tibet at all.
Jeti ina ang korang sa usang mo tamba ina tang ngi pe na ju mo jambaz la no pas shi jana tani ngi no pas shi jana tan di jimsim ti nga jimang maung bala ngarang rang la te dubo yong gore sambi tini samlo te yo charti dangi te shin yang kemar ma to pa de mo jang ke konan ja ma shin nan ja shin nan ja ngarang la dubo yong gore samdi tini konan so la ti so so rang ge tini zi lu ya ge zena zi lu zena rang shin ze ju rang shi de mo chang ma la yo res.
However, most people nevertheless have a great belief in and conviction in the idea that by doing harmful actions to other people, the negative consequences are something that they will have to bear themselves personally. It's not a question of whether anyone knows about their acts or doesn't know about their acts. The fact that they have done something that's harmful will mean that the negative consequence is something they have to bear, and this has a restraining or self-disciplining effect on people.
Tani korang so samlo tana dugba murgi wa dumna kola mojamba ga sinanja ma sinanja korang la dugbo yongre samba ga tani samlo ta tani gewa z dumna tim mojamba ga sinanja ma sinanja korang chebo yongo yo chebo yongre sambi samlo te yo charti tani dugba zena tani shawa dugbo mambo mle wala tani pe phantho yongo dus.
So the belief that by doing negative acts, one will suffer in the future, and by doing positive virtue acts, one will reap positive results, had great benefit in restraining people from committing harmful actions. So how is virtuous or positive and harmful and unvirtuous behavior to be distinguished and understood?
Tani mo jamba yena da chochak jamba yena da tani jamba la no pa shia ga tani ka ja sha pa dang le ka le ya dang tani sem ga na la tani ga nam tok ki wa te su tham chi ko rang chog dig ba re ji ni mo jang la no pa shi 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 ki ga sha wa te su tham chi po la dig ba ji ni tani chi ga yo re.
So wrong behavior or negative behavior was understood in terms of whether it was harmful to other humans or other living beings, whether it be in the form of physical actions, spoken words, or thoughts generated in the mind. And virtuous and positive behavior was also similarly understood in terms of behavior that was beneficial, whether in terms of action, speech, or thought to other human beings and forms of life. So this idea that if I do harmful things to others, whether it be through my words or my actions or through my thoughts, if I do these things, I will incur the negative consequences myself. This was a very strong influence in curbing people's harmful actions towards others.
Tani gimdi te la tin gimdi te tani ta boba ga zena te la chandin ji ge re chandin te ma chama te ni pe na ko so te rang ma yak bu zre ta ma dug bu zre ze ma mu zambo ta ma ngamba ga ye wa shi ya te cha ji gang la tin ni ye shi yor zena. Tini li gimdri tila tsutung yakpo shinkan tsangma la, kutsu go ma yakpo zegandag. Tini li gimdri la tini tsutung ma shinkan tsangma la, tini kutsu go ma dhigbo zini, tini go ngunzan chegandag.
And so the way in society that good people and bad people were distinguished and understood was in terms of whether or not they applied the law and followed the law of causation, cause and effect in their own lives. And so they didn't believe that the good and bad in terms of persons was to be judged in terms of a person's wealth or status or fame
yes.
So if in a given village or community a person was honest and upright and followed the law of cause and effect well in their lives, then they would be considered by everyone as a good person and they would be respected and esteemed on that basis. And if there was a person who didn't do these things, who really acted in contravention to the law of cause and effect, then they would be looked down upon in their communities.
And
so in Tibetan society, these kinds of ideas and beliefs were very mainstream. So these ideas and beliefs didn't just have benefit to society in general, they were also of great benefit to individuals in terms of their own mind and how they dealt with situations, for example, ridicules or put-downs from other people. The effect or the use of these ideas and beliefs was very comforting. So it was of great benefit to people when they were treated or mistreated, ill-treated by others, in helping them not to generate feelings of anger and revenge and hatred towards others.
So
when they were mistreated or ill-treated by others, they would think, well, this person has been really mean to me, they've not been good to me, and I haven't done anything to warrant it. But the reason for this is probably because at some time in the past, I mistreated them or was not good to them. So in our lives, one of the key sources of suffering is because when things are done to us, wrongdoings are done to ourselves, we don't have the ability to change places and understand the or to really appreciate in this way or deal with be able to transform, in fact, these negative feelings.
And Dini dungur lan jikcak cembo ki. Dini ngarang lan dini dungur tu yang gowi jemcen kain na samni. Dini ke mambo dini si yang di dungur tu tanggalin matapi. Dini dungur tu cici rawres.
So the inability to really deal with the suffering, whether it be of one's mind or whether it be of one's body, leads people to only increase in their suffering.
Dini ta dungur kain na suso rang dini ta. Shawa lehka yabuz lena yang tini ta yabuti lam jibu mashung ni dumur shung suna ti kapsa tini kwanan sa wata nta ngarang ngarang lehka tini yabuz lere ta yinna yang ta ngar dumur shuna ta ngama ga ngay dumur ka tini ngay dumur yungya ga lehka tini zi ngay leyo yinjiri samni korang ka dumur tangdalin zho ndu dumur tangdalin suna ti dumur ta dumur mayim barin zho waris.
So the traditional Tibetan approach would be when something negative happened, when one had not done anything to precipitate it, one had only done good acts, would be to view the reason for these things happening as a result of something that one had probably done in the past. And so by being able to take on this suffering and to transform it, what originally began as suffering could be dissipated and turned into something that was no longer a cause of suffering. And this belief or these notions had great benefit in terms of equality in Tibetan society.
Jamnim zerati perna thomar ngaso chuluk tini thoni sha payna perna ngaso muzhan la tini nopa yonga ga lekha tini z ngaron so perna namba sangi baz ga tini levjan na yon tini khorang tini jeu dubo yongare yishi chuluk pa tini z la lojon shengen zuk tini dubo de lena khorang dubo yongare devjendo tini chuluk jamba jamba gang yin na tini chuluk gang la lojon shengen ga mo yin na da chuluk gang ga tini loma yin na da sha dubo de levjan na tini khorang chama la dubo yongare sam gare ma to ba ngaron namba yin na dubo yong ga mare tini sa ne sam ga mandus.
It had great benefit for equality because according to the laws and cause and effect, if a person does a negative action to another, then regardless of what that person's background is, whether they have a different religious faith, whether they have Christian faith or is an Islamic faith, or whether they have a Buddhist faith, in fact, it's all the same. It's not simply a matter of being good only to Buddhists. It's a matter of being careful of one's behavior in relation to all people.
Tani shawa zambu mu jalla tani pantoya ga lehka de lena shawa de lena tani choron namba ga lena ya choron ke boyong gore yishi chuluk baz ga lena ya ke boyong gore tani ta muslim ga chuz tani chuluk baz ga lena ke boyong gore tani chuluk su ga lena ya ke boyong gore ma to ba ngaran so namba ya boyong gore ma to ba jamba la yung mare tani tsa ni sam ga mare.
And by the same token, positive actions, regardless of whom they are undertaken in respect of, all generate good results. So it's not a case of positive actions to Buddhists only result in good outcomes. It's positive actions in relation to any other living being. And this is Buddhist thought.
Number Sanji Pa Koranga Samlotana in a Koranso Mutila Tini Maumbana Dimu Yunda Mayung Zerati Koranga Sha Yabu Limalila Tuyorema Topa Sanji La Tapashi Mashita Namba La Tapashi Mashita Tindila Tuyorizemaris.
So, in terms of Buddhist doctrine, whether a person enjoys positive things in the future or negative things, it's all related, in fact, to one's immediate actions. It's not linked to whether one has faith in the Buddha or Buddhist doctrine. It's reliant on what individual's actions are, in fact.
Tani, choran ka karte simchen la nopa ga lehka tinti mambo levjana, tani choran namba yinna, tani jiban baon bala tani dupo yongare, tani dupo yongwi tani pe mambo namba ga tani chugna la tamgita lorji mambo yore.
So if one does negative things, then regardless of whether one's a Buddhist, one will arrive at suffering in the future. And of course, in Tibetan history, there are many Buddhists who have done negative things.
Tani kartes jamba la tani to nupa yongya ga shawa tindi le jana tani namba korang ga tani mare kartes jan la phamba yongya ga tani shawa tindi le jana Tani namba mayin na ishi chuluk payin na jamba dere dedang. Di matsu perna ore tatambo ishi chuluk payin na tani jamba tani chuluk jamba la tani lojong shenken tani zgena korang la tani maomba na yakpo yongare te yongwi tini ta lorji ta jimtsun mampus te namba chuluk na la tani shendus.
And positive actions, regardless of whom they're undertaken towards, similarly result in good actions. And the equality of undertaking positive actions and negative actions, the equality of the results they engender is something that is discussed a lot in the Buddhist tradition.
And
similarly, the good actions are not only undertaken in respect of human beings, also good actions undertaken towards animals, birds, dogs, etc. Also work according to the same law of cause and effect.
Tini tawa ti ngazu boba rigni ngala te halipa ga tondak chimbo zula tini zigo yores.
And so these ideas in the Tibetan tradition, in Tibetan society, are regarded as extremely vital, extremely central.
Tini gomba ngala boba gomba susu ngala tini titola jimjik mambo she samlo mambo she tsum mambo tru tindu she ni tini ngama yang tere tasta ga par te gomba ngala tindu she ga yores.
And so Tibetan monasteries over the course of their long history, whether in the past or today, have really applied a lot of effort to investigating these ideas, researching them.
Tani gomba ga tani soso gomba rang na la tindi shepa matsu tani gomba ga nani lo takbar tani nga so gung ga tisana gung dawasam ga thatso na tani nga so popa ga rongba yin na re rongba yin na re leka leya mambu yo mare ti kapsa tani gomba soso ga tani chaba so tani mar mangso ko na lan jo ni mangso la tani ti lorji to so kobda yak bocha ne tsama la lojong she ni tindi shegres.
And these ideas and these understandings, this knowledge is not something that's just contained to monasteries in Tibet over the winter months when farmers and herding communities have a lot of leisurely time. Lamas and monks from the monasteries would go into communities and educate people about these ideas and ensure that they had a good understanding of them.
Boba nani tini ta tawa rintang ka tawa tini chigri tawa ti gomba rang lo jong shi jan la tini chup chak shi tindu shi pa ti gim chen gi tini nga chu shi su ko to la den jag la pam ba hale ba yak bo yong go yores.
So this is one key value of Tibetan society, that monasteries would take these ideas and bring them out into the community, share them with others, benefit others, and these would have great benefit for safety and order in society at large.
Tani nga chu mang che shu te te sam lo ti top ko tani yak po yo re ta yin na ya tani lo so jam na tani lo so tani yak po ma thi san ra wo ta so so rang ko na ya tani so so go sem chun chun yak po shi ma thi ni tani sha wa du bo len kan tani yang
Most people accepted these ideas and applied them in their lives, although of course there definitely were people and are people who don't and act against them, not in the spirit of them, in contravention of them. Of course these people exist too, but they are not very many in number.
Tini nipa te kangreze na tini khorang tsogo tse chok la tini taga jimjik mambo shi ni tini nyamlin mambo shi jimjik mambo shi piti tidi kosu tindi shi yori ti jimjik te kangreze na tini khorang tsogo tini tse chok ta mi tse chok zewa ti shiwi nirkam na tini mepa chak songwa mayim par tarung yin rambo la tini nengkan tindi zgimba ta kosu tini hako yori.
And second, one, the result of many years of research and practice in respect of understanding the human life, the life force, the consciousness, has generated a view of life which does not terminate or cease at the end of the current life we have, but continues indefinitely for a long time into the future.
Then the
Of course, the knowledge that there are future lives beyond our present one is not something that is exclusive to the Tibetan tradition. Many thousands of years ago, there are other religious traditions that also held the same idea, and in more recent times, Eastern scientists and Western scientists have also accepted this viewpoint. But the unique contribution or the unique aspect of the Tibetan tradition was that through great experiential research and investigation into death and rebirth, a very detailed and precise understanding was obtained of the process of dying and the process of rebirth. Of course, to say that every single Tibetan had this understanding is not accurate. The people who, in fact, did have this understanding were those highly realized practitioners who, through their own practice, were able to realize and confirm these things. The results of their experience they recorded in writing and left as a legacy. For example, the Tibetan Book of Dying. And so the kinds of understandings or experiences of death in the Book of Dying are similar to things that have been experienced by Westerners who have had heart failure or have been in accidents and have passed into death and then returned, so near-death experiences. Probably on the earth today, in the world today, books that explain in a really detailed and precise way the process of dying, there are probably only two books that describe this process clearly. One of them is the Tibetan Book of Dying. This book was translated relatively early on into English, so probably everybody knows about this book. And the other book is an ancient Egyptian text. But this book doesn't explain the process of death and the Bardo state and rebirth in as detailed a manner as the Tibetan Book of Dying does. Tibetan Kenpo, in any case, isn't familiar completely with this text.
되니 디 냠융 그 돈이 보바가 되니 냠융 그 돈이 되니 지작비 바르도 투르 시당도 왕진 제 바르도 투르 디나랍샤 파티 되니 너쇼고 맘보즈 그야 디르브니시 바그나라 되니 냠융 그 돈이 맘보 맘보즈 대단 싱튼 레니 되니 너쇼고 되니 케바 남그나라 돈낭 맘보 용고 요레스.
So the Tibetan Book of Dying, which was based on first-hand experience of meditators in the process of dying, the results of their meditative experiments in the Book of Dying accord with many experiences of Westerners and scientists in the 20th and 21st centuries.
되니 보바가 되니 곰바 초나라 되니 관아초라 티 쳇쪽고 되니 더 티톨라 짐직시케다 되니 냠뇽고 곰잡니 냠뇽삭제다 되니 맘보 즈나리암시바리 따타얀 되니 시케요레스.
So the meditation and investigation into the human life force and the results and knowledge generated by this is something that was done in the past, and it's something that continues to be done today.
되니 거랑서 어때 양 망속고 나라 되니 양 마른로니 망속 소소소소소소라다 보바가 나라 곰바리리 라티니 코초라티니 드바 용컨 같으니 대와 김상 만보 요리티 김상 대초 참마냠 드니 되니 참마티니 소소짜니 참마라티니 대고 디고다티니 트라그리스.
And with this knowledge, many monks and other representatives from monasteries would go into the communities and teach and share with the community the information and knowledge that they had.
Then the Jimsinjing at the Nyan Tegayan Shusoko Totan, the Nimogirkun, the Nitagan Soaga Tola, the Nistawa Tego, the Nishikin Halipaz, the Nitag Tepkundus.
And this had great impact and influence on the ideas and thoughts and values of individuals in Tibetan society.
Then if she saw the Mugirkatinita and Suaga Tola Tinita, Shikin Kandis Tipkundzina, Tomer, Korang so Motsin, the Mugatsi, the Jibando, the Niju, the Dishitan Damba, Tindiz Yimba, Tindigo Tsurwa, Tindigo Nawa Yunga Tila, Tindi Pantoyongandus.
And so the precise way that these ideas had benefit for the community at large and for individual humans in terms of their lives was in the way in which it enabled people to generate a feeling of happiness.
Mozambala no payungyaga lehka mali, tsangmala pamba yungyaga lehka de lena, then in a maumbana, yin rambo 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 lang around demo than kibo yungundu, samgitini, yichita deni quaranzo or semlatin in dosi.
So this long range, long term view of life meant that people really believed that actions, good actions undertaken today would lead to happiness and good outcomes for a long time into the future. Gave people a great deal of benefit.
The Inditini Koranzo Dinish Mogan Chua de la Halibagatin in Jikjakinita, Makashikajita, Shigila Hajangatin in Chakayorita, Inantini Kosovo, the Shinayantinita, Rangatini Givaya Bodrubna, Janla Pamba Dumna, Shinayan Kyungamari, Samni, Din Chua de Kosol and Jikjak Chimbo Mebala by Pedini Pantok Yungundus.
And it had great benefit in terms of people's attitudes to death. So while many people in many places have great fear and terror about dying, this long-term, long-range view of life meant that Tibetans were able to approach death without such fear, knowing that one had done good things and virtuous things, one would not face death feeling such terror and fear. And this beneficial influence was particularly pronounced among older generations, people of old age.
So 드립시 용디 드니 소소고 샘가나라 등거 만보 용니 딘디 등거 만보 용니 침직라 할리바 샘교와 딘디 용고 비딘디 갑즈레스
We currently live in an age in which old people, elderly people, after they've retired and you know no longer doing their jobs and perhaps they're not treated well by their sons and daughters, often live in situations of extreme inner suffering.
Tani korang ke leka kangre lego na hamako, syawa kang lena hamako ni nyima tak ber shwa ti gunin duk jima tak bajan, cuk kosola cuk pundan tang samlo tini meparin do tini, hajang ke sem tini kobo da dengar mambo yung gendus.
So there are many people who arrive at later stages in their life. Perhaps they've not achieved, you know, great observable things in terms of their material accomplishments or their status and prestige. Not knowing what they should do with their time, they feel a lot of suffering.
Tendi yendi tini ta yin na yang tini ta korang chogo tini chi yin rambo da ma chi ti yin rambo zi yin ba tini shi yong di tini korang chogo gargi re na yang tarong korang chogo tini jan la pamba yong ya ga leka tini dribna ngarang mun tini yakbo yong gare samni koso la riwak sarwan da wo tini tini hlebi yong gandos.
However, by being able to see life as something that is much more long-term and ongoing than this current one, then old people in this situation are able to generate new hopes in later stages of their life. And so in this situation, people don't become desolate and despondent and lose all hope in life. By contrast, they develop all kinds of new hopes and new pursuits looking further into the future.
Jo shawa yakpo mandra panra wata lamdo yakpo mafshon wanda w tendri re sona yang yang so so che che chok la tini ha chang ge yit chad ni khambam thombo thone mar chep chep jin ra wata tani so so chi tini chnang lam chong wanda da da tendri mambo yong ge mudg ze so so re ba sarwa ta nge tari mayona jima yong re tari mayona te mayon wa tini nga ma yakpo ma shi pare yin na tang yakpo shi na yakpo yong re samne te ko so maung pala par ta ni
So by looking far into the future, this traditional Tibetan outlook has benefit in terms of stopping people from feeling desolate and disillusioned. There are not many people who, on account of encountering bad luck or unfavorable circumstances in their life, want to end their existences by jumping from the top of buildings and things like this.
Tini de la tini tini jandin de dang tini cesto yin rambo yin ba tini la tini tini mo sama ga simla so so rang ga simla poba da rang ga simla tini rang la yichi tini yong yi jim sen ji tini sem ga na la dung ma mbo de tini me ne sama ga tini mo se la tini re wa dang dam ba tini zi ren do ndu si
So by having this long-range view of life and the conviction of the need to behave in an honest and upright manner, this has great benefit for people, enabling them to generate confidence, enabling them to generate hope with regards to their current existences and the future.
Tani nangga tani smaga tani sim ga tani chowa yana ngupo gun chowa tang sim gun chowa tani ka tumnyam yakpo zi tani yonggo re zi ni tani ta te halipat thongchin la zi re zi.
And one of the third respects in which the traditional values had benefit to society was in terms of the importance of the belief in maintaining a balance between the external material world and the state of one's inner mind.
Tani tartan ngatsu to da tsama mambu zik tani lu nyibya samgya tani kungne da nabshuk la tani kaja tani mambu shepa tani tambu shung ore ngaran tsu deshki tziya ti ngubu nani yungare zini tani mambu zik tani shani tani mambu ngubu tola shik mambu gya soso ngubu tsuwa ta yargi la mambu tani ti tola mbaba mambu shi ore.
For the last 200 or 300 years, following ideas or notions that first began in the West, many people believe that the external material world is the source of happiness, and on this account devote great energies to achieving attainments in this realm.
Tani ngubu de ngatsu la go re karchimbo re zina karchimbo re zi tani ngubu mena tani ngubu gonsoa de mena tani ngatsu tani tso ne tab tso tso wa kirtab kumari sombo shini do tab kumari karchimbo re zina te karchimbo re zi.
Of course, are material things, is material life important to us? Of course it is. Without material things and without the material world, we simply can't sustain our own existences. However, if we only concern ourselves with this material realm, it's absolutely not okay.
Tani ngatsu mo tsangma ga tani tarta ga wang du xin na ngatsu khangba yin na khangba chong chong ni chimbo tani chimbo ni tele chi tani khangba ching ni 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 sum sum ni ji tani du xin ni yar ge tang ni tani khangba ya rim ba chim to chim to chim to chim bo tang ge yo re si tarta.
People these days often think that they need to constantly upgrade the material aspects of their life, so go from a small house to a bit better house and constantly upgrade the quality of the material possessions they have.
Tani lankhor la sam lo tambo yena tambo tab din ra wo tani tez kong chewa tani tewe jang kong chewa tani kimsang chig la tani khsum je nga chig je
And this idea is the same in terms of people's cars. They might start off with a relatively economical car, and after that they get a more expensive car and go on and on until perhaps they have in one family 3 or 4 cars or more.
Tani ngatsu gomba 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 kyun jin de su sam pa wen a jin zamba lang la ka ta yong kang ga tin tag ma yong kang ga tin ji gomba ra wa ta tani li ti ji de ngatsu ji de ni chom la yo pi tin lo chi ko ra yin dan ta de su cha ma yar ram ba gong ni gong de tin ni par ni ngatsu da wa ri ri ta lo ri ri li che zang ta ni tin ji ngatsu cha ma te lam ba ba shi ge yo ri.
And this idea that we have to constantly upgrade and improve the nature of the material things in our lives is something that we apply to the clothes we wear, wanting to wear famous brands, etc. The electronical appliances we have in our homes, we apply the same notion of the same acquisitiveness and belief in the need to upgrade to everything.
Tani tsu tola ngatsu kable mambo ya barsu mambo shi tisu mambo tani tani ta khamba jamba thombo shi tsarsu tani lankhur yang ramba thombo shi tsarsu tani ngatsu ningkho la yo pi tani chalak chama yang tani ramba thombo chama ramba thombo shi ni ta chama ramba thombo chak tsarsu res.
So now we've arrived at a time, or through doing this we arrive at a point where everything in our lives is full of expensive things, whether it be our house, it's worth a lot, our car, it's worth a lot, the things in our possession, they're worth a lot too.
Tati kapsa nga tso tini rinpam thumbo nro matapata kaan rezi na tini nga tso suso rang rezi.
The only thing in this situation that we can't drive up in value is ourselves.
Tini nga tso sim yargi nro to yo ma rezi.
And our minds can't improve any further.
Sim rinpam thumbo yar parto yo ma res, shen ji, ti shen, ti rinpam thumbo parto yo ma res.
There's no way in which we can upgrade the quality of our own minds.
Tani nga tso lipon de jirg ma tok pan de yar rinpam parto yo ma res.
So our bodies, they're only going to get older and older. There's no way that we can really upgrade them.
Tani shi shi song de tani nga tso tani de nga tso so so rang da tani nga tsu su su rang da na tani nga tsu gu ti ngubu di ni ka tani tu ma mnyin ba tani chabar chimbo song ne tani nga tsu ngubu la yar ta go ya ta tani zikar ta rin da go res.
And so at this point, we can perceive that we have not able to maintain balance between our the energies we apply to the material world and our own minds. We are in a situation where we are looking upwards at the material things in our lives. What we really need to do is be in a situation where we are looking down on material things with the idea that they can be of service to us. But when we're in this situation where we have put material things up on such a high pedestal, then they're no longer able to give us happiness or benefit. In fact, what they end up doing is giving us more and more suffering. According to the World Bank, the reasons for people's deaths today, among the three greatest reasons, one of them is suicide.
Yeah. Then you run to Japati, then it in Yacha, Yacha Tambata, then it don't see the nut, even raising it, Shayoris.
Gachikatsu?
Yacha Yachi?
Oh, and of people who commit suicide, 80% is due to the depression.
Then you America Lassalon Tambayana, Chitungu Yachicha Tambata, then it Nistungolo, then you get part in the low, Tuntung low, Jibcha Tambanala.
In America, within 10 years, the incidence of depression has increased tenfold.
Oh, yeah.
50 years ago, the average age of people who had depression was
25.
Whereas 50 years later today, the average age of people who suffer depression has lowered considerably and is now 14 years of age. Of course, looking at the situation in America, the economic situation is extremely flourishing. However, the fact that mental illness is something that is ever increasing is something that we have very clear statistics on. In the year of 2006, an incredible amount of American money was spent on antidepressants.
670亿.
67 million American dollars.
Yeah. 제대 있나요? 다른 양 춘춘시 탑고요 말해서.
However, still this problem has not been able to be brought under control.
대리가 좀 뭐다 먹어 봐르게 님 제와티 파르 제랑 로고요
And the relationships between people are becoming more and more estranged.
대리 아메리카다 인지가 나라 대리 뭐남 찍어질라 이치데 말 찍은 아 초라 이 미치 총알라 이 미치 이치데 대리 말 로 숨쉬 담바가 나라 할리바가 대리 말 지지 이치 메바르니 말 송요리스
And within the space of 30 years, social trust between people in society has suffered immensely. So even though people have their house and they have their cars, there are many people who have no idea what the essence or the basic value of their life is.
And
so this kind of suffering is due to the fact that we don't in fact have a long-range, long-term view of our own lives. What we understand as our human life is in fact only the smallest, most microscopic section of in fact a very long thing. So if we're sitting somewhere, if we're sitting at a particular location, we can really only see things or know things, let's say 10 kilometers in one direction and 10 kilometers in another. Beyond this, we've got no idea of what exists.
Then sakolandeli yaratini to chauye jana sakolandu garni pena davi thonra yana tindiza sone sarstana o ta sakolata tindizirendu samje changmati yakbozha chama yongzukta yakboz shigres
However, if we were to go to another planet like the moon and look back on the earth, we would say, oh, that's what the earth looks like, and we would see it in a different light.
And
in a similar way, through meditation and by improving one's insight into one's mind, one can perceive that the human life is, in fact, extremely long and it can be appreciated in its entirety. So this view has great benefit in terms of this long-term view of life has great benefit to people and gives them hope and also a sense of the benefit and of being diligent in one's existence.
Boba zerate korangatini pamjur gatone hajangatini yargi songyongkangatini marita
So even though Tibet traditionally has not been an economically flourishing situation, views on the human life and have However, they were able to obtain great happiness from the results of their traditions around the inner mind. A fourth way of the benefit of these ideas was in enabling people to keep their desires in check.
Shirdang garang so mala tini dopa cawani yunyan marzi tini kaja marzi. Man namla mazgin sar tini dopa menkanzi chigyang yaw marzi.
Of course, to say that people should have no desires at all is not the case. A person being a person, a human, is of course going to have desires.
Tini garang so kashi gizena dopa zikit yol goare, dopa zikit nga so tini perji gershik fatan de tongli.
But many people say that we need desire. We need to desire because it is the driving force of development. This is true. If we do have desire and drive, then this will impel us to work towards development.
So, though
if we don't keep our desires in check, if we enable our desires to grow in a completely unchecked way, then even though we might obtain a particular level of economic flourishing, what happens after that is something that we don't know. Okay, the efforts that are made in the world towards protecting the natural environment, anti-protection efforts, etc. There's a lot of people doing this kind of work, and it's very good. However, if people aren't able to control their desires and keep their desires in check, then these external measures to protect the environment and protect animals, etc., won't really achieve any good or strong results. So in a situation where desires are growing in an untrammeled way, then the voices that argue or urge for environmental protection become very, very weak and very, very slight. Everybody in the world aspires to the same level of living, standard of living as the richest people are alive. However, if everybody on the earth today is to achieve the same standard of living as the richest people in the earth and in the east and the west, then we would need approximately the resources of 3 to 5 times the earth that we have today. And unfortunately, we only have at our disposal one earth. And in this situation, what we need to do then is to keep our desires under control. However, if we're not able to keep our desires in check or to reduce them, then we won't be able to achieve strong results. So many people say in Tibet, and many Tibetans say that, in fact, the material world and one's inner world need to be kept in balance with each other, and this is of great benefit to people's lives. So the benefit or the influence that monasteries have in Tibetan society are diverse and numerous. Tonight I haven't spoken of all of the respects in which monasteries exert a positive influence on society. I've just spoken, decided to speak about the things that I've told you tonight.
And
I feel that these values are of benefit to people everywhere, not just to Tibetans. So, with the tools of science in the hands of everybody around the world, if they're not used appropriately, if they're not used correctly, then it will spell a great disaster for the world. So for this reason, if people everywhere had or adopted, embraced the value of balance between the external and the internal, this would be of benefit everywhere. So my talk ends here. Thank you.